He was putting it to her.
And a month later, he had a case of what?
He didn't have a little dose. The only thing about it, they got worried about it because that girl, she left there, and they told one of the boys, he said, "Look inside, you'll see something missing." Well, he run inside, and when he looked, they had a dresser, and he looked on there, and there was his pistol gone. So they went to Slidell in her daddy's car, and they borrowed the druggist's car. And they took off. And they didn't know where he was. Boy, they were hunting all over. So one boy heard about it. Lawrence Abney. Fellow got the Western Auto. He had a damn motorcycle. Boy, he come down there, just blam, through that road. He said, come over there, he told him, he said, "Boys, he said, get back to Slidell quick because they're looking for them girls and they're going to find out that they was with y'all last." Man, they just pick up all the groceries they had there, and they brought them and give them to me. And said, "You didn't see us and you didn't hear us. We gone." Five of them jump on that motorcycle. Five of them. And they hit it for Slidell. When they learned about them girls was over there in Jackson.
Jackson, Mississippi?
I don't know if it was Mississippi or Louisiana, but anyhow, it was in Jackson. She called her daddy to wire her some money because they had run out of gas.
They had seized somebody's car?
They had borrowed the druggist's car. They had a little coupe, and they borrowed that from him, just thinking he just thought they were gonna go riding around, you know, and they took off with it. And he had to wire. He used to work in a depot at Telegraph, and he had to wire them money to get gas to come back home. Well, all right, them boys, they all got skipped then. Well, one of them, Corolla.
Peter Crowell?
Peter's right.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter, but I just know it.
I used to kid him about that. I said, "Boy, they're looking for you." But I never did learn the name of that girl and who she was. All I heard them say was Margaret. They called her Margaret. Peter shoved his hand down in his pocket and he said, "They ain't looking for me." He said, "There's all the names right there." And he started. And that's when I learned to 12 to be a whore. He said, "It's all them boys you see I got on here, they all went over her." They said, "She don't consider her as a girl now, she's a whore." That's when I learned that. Yeah, Peter was the one, that's right.
An old man or an old person who, say, around 80, who did the farm work and still got around and didn't get tired, they say, "Boy, I don't care how old he is, he's a mighty
tough man or strong man or something like that." He was made out of good material.
You know folks around here like that, you know, 80 years old and they're still off.
They're still going, right.
Right, spry.
I got some of them right now like that. Guarantee. 80, 81. Still going strong, driving that car around, everything.
Okay, there.
I don't call the fella that way. He told me he was over there on the coast last week. He bought gas and I was kidding him. And he had the same operation I had. Prostate gland trouble.
Yeah.